Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's 8:11, Brock.
Seriously, though, I need more snare in my headphones.
More snare in my headphones.
What up, Marshall?
Shut up. Anyway, a quick look at your forecast here. Today, sunny, high of 70. Tonight, sunny, clear, low of 54. I said sunny and clear. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 54. Thursday, sunny, high of 74. Friday, we got a big chance for some rain and thunderstorms, high of 70, but falling into the 40s at sunset. Woo!
Damn.
Woo!
Damn.
H-E double. Yeah! right now, though, gorgeous start to your Wednesday. So, yeah, let's get to it.
Just get outside, would you?
Yeah, just go out there. Don't worry, the mosquitoes are...
Dead.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
I don't know which one to do because I have a couple really good ones.
Come but on, give me some choices.
Beaver moon, bag of meth, pythons.
Huh. How do I connect all three of those? dude, beaver moon? Like are you mooning somebody?
Beaver moon. That's all I'm going to tell you. So beaver moon.
Let's do beaver moon.
Bag of meth, pythons.
Bag of meth, though.
You want to do beaver moon?
Yeah, let's try that.
You sure you want to go with beaver moon?
I'm going to do beaver moon for $500.
What?
It's not Jeopardy.
Oh. Anyway, so I don't know if you know this or not. The name of full moons were given by early Americans to signify their priorities during the month. So they named each moon, okay? Mm-hmm. Here's a little tidbit on it.
Centuries ago, Native Americans kept track of the change in seasons by giving a distinct name to each full moon, names we still use today. November's full moon was known as the full beaver moon. November's full moon was known as the full beaver moon. November's full moon was known as the full beaver moon. Traditionally, this is the time of year that beavers are actively preparing for winter. Traditionally, this is the time of year that beavers are actively preparing for winter, and also the time to set traps before the swamps froze to ensure a supply of warm winter furs.
I think we're finally going to score.
So, November, when you see the full moon, that is the full beaver moon, because it's the last month you could get warm beaver furs before the cold months. I'm not making this up. This is a thing. I love the fact that I get to say full beaver moon.
The whole month of November?
In a sentence. Like, yeah. That's great to me.
Full beaver.
If you don't think when I see that full moon this month, I'm not going to say, hey, everyone, look at the full beaver moon. And then they're going to ask me, hey, what's up with that, you perv? I'd be like, no.
No.
This goes back to Native Americans.
Dude, my brother's got a massive telescope. Should we just get a full frontal, just beaver moon it up? I mean, we can get really close into that thing.
Get an upskirt shot.
You perv. My God, I think the moon's got crabs.
Names we still use today. November's full moon was known as the full beaver moon.
I can't see. I mean, the full beaver moon.
Yeah. One more time.
Traditionally, this is the time of year that beavers are actively preparing for winter. Beavers are actively preparing for winter. Beavers are actively preparing for winter. Beavers are actively preparing for winter.
All right.
Beaver moon, bro.
Beavers are actively preparing for winter.